I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Pan is the Greek god of shepherds and untamed nature. He is typically portrayed with the horns and cloven hooves of a goat and surrounded by woodland creatures. Frederick William McMahony's Pan of Rohalion does not employ these attributes. Instead, Pan is a young boy, wrapped in greenery, and playing two long flutes. He balances atop a bronze orb while fish gather below him to listen to his song. Born to a New York Scottish immigrant family in 1862, McMahony succeeded early in his career. In 1888, famed American architect Stanford White asked McMahony's to create a fountain for American banker and businessman Edward Dean Adams's New Jersey estate, Rohalion. The original 6-foot bronze sculpture was such a commercial success that smaller versions of it were cast and sold. At the peak of the sculpture's popularity, 4 foundries were needed to cast McMahony's bronze pans. Cast by Grua in Paris after 1894, the Owsley Museum's pan is the finest example of this work. Although it is unknown how many pans were cast, it is one of the most popular sculptures in McMahony's career. I'd like to thank Ball State student Brianne Urban for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.